This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More elements for a possible war against Iraq are being put into place. The deployment of American troops and equipment continues. The Pentagon says that over the last week, more than 15,000 additional reservists have been called to active duty. That raises total reserve mobilization so far to nearly 95,000. It's the biggest reserve activation since the 1991 Persian Gulf War. The Bush administration also is reporting more success in lining up other governments for possible military action against Iraq. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
U.S. commanders still hope the U.N. Security Council will pass a second resolution, if necessary, endorsing military action against Iraq. But even without that U.N. approval, international support for military action is growing, or so the administration claims. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday that 21 countries have offered full access to their territory. Just four countries, Slovakia being the latest, have said they're ready to send their own troops, but Armitage says others have offered privately.
We've got a total of nine countries who have either fully committed or partially committed some troops. So should a military activity be required? There's more going on than one suggests.
One country whose cooperation is critical to U.S. war plans is Turkey. U.S. commanders want to put American ground troops on Turkish territory alongside northern Iraq. A senior defense official says there's still no official agreement on that point, but that has not stopped the United States from moving on its own. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, this week said a small number of U.S. military forces are already inside northern Iraq. Their early presence there is an indication of the strategic importance of the North. It's home to Iraq's most productive oil fields. It's also a region with a high potential for conflict between Kurds, Iraqi Arabs, and Turkmen loyal to Turkey. John Fawcett, a humanitarian aid consultant who has worked in northern Iraq, says one reason U.S. troops need to be on the ground there now is to take steps to keep civil war from breaking out when the Iraqi regime collapses.
If the U.S. military are holding tripartite talks with the Kurds and the Turks at the moment and thinking through some of the scenarios, then probably they could avoid that. If they're doing bilateral talks with the Turks and the Kurds, you still may be able to avoid that. If those talks are not going on, then it's going to be much tougher.
American troops positioned in northern Iraq will also permit the U.S. military to open a northern front in any battle against the Iraqi regime. That capability will also be helped by the stationing of U.S. troops in neighboring Jordan. A senior U.S. official says the government of Jordan has agreed to this as long as the U.S. military presence is relatively small. The Jordan-based American troops would engage in special operations inside Iraq, including search and rescue missions. Jordan was neutral in the 1991 Gulf War, and there was no positioning of U.S. forces in northern Iraq. Retired Army Colonel Robert Killebrew, a former Army strategist, says these elements add an important new dimension to the military activity this time around.
It'll give us a way to attack Baghdad from at least two and probably three directions. I would guess the strategy you're beginning to see unfold is to take Iraq apart a little piece at a time so that the Iraqi army never has a chance to mobilize in mass and come after us. In fact, I'm reasonably sure, because we're getting these footholds in the country so far ahead of time, that we're encouraging the Iraqi army just to sit in its barracks and let us come through without fighting.
This is not to diminish the risks associated with going to war. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld pointed out this week that Saddam Hussein could use biological or chemical weapons, he could attack another country, and he could precipitate an environmental catastrophe and make sure the United States gets blamed. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.